just the 11 books. Moreover, these 11 books were problematic for Marcion on several grounds. Even the 11 books that he included sometimes refer to the God of the Old Testament and make positive comments about the creation. For example, when a book will talk about a fulfillment of Scripture. Well, if Scripture is something referring to the Hebrew Bible, and that's something the Hebrew God, the Jewish God, wrote, then, well, that surely can't be something that Paul or the Gospel would refer to. These books then have problematic passages. What did Marcion do about the problematic passages? Marcion maintained that these problematic passages referring to the Old Testament God, referring to the fulfillment of Scripture, referring to the creation as something positive, Marcion believed that those passages were not originally in these 11 books. These books had been corrupted by scribes who copied them and changed them, according to Marcion. Christians who didn't understand that the Old Testament God is not the same as the God of Jesus, who didn't understand that the material world is evil, they copied these letters of Paul and this Gospel of Luke, and they changed these copies in places by inserting references to the Old Testament God and to creation. And so Marcion, in order to return these texts to their original state, removed these comments that were offensive to his theology. Or, as Tertullian says, Marcion interpreted these books with a penknife, meaning he cut out the portions that he didn't like. This, then, is Marcion's understanding of true religion. True religion comes from Jesus, a being who comes from the one true God, fully formed, who only seems to be human, whose death can save people from the wrath of the God of the Old Testament. It's very interesting to contrast the views of Marcion that I've just described with the views of the Ebionites that I described in the last lecture. You can see a good deal of the diversity of early Christianity simply by comparing and contrasting these two groups, the Marcionites and the Ebionites. They stand, in fact, at opposite ends of the theological spectrum. The Ebionites, on the one hand, are strict monotheists. They believe that there's only one God. And they believe that if you hold more than one God, then you're a pagan. You're a polytheist. Marcion, though, believed that there were two gods. There's the God who created the world, and there's the God of Jesus. The Ebionites embraced the Jewish law completely. They thought that the Jewish law was given by the true God, and the people had to follow the Jewish law even after accepting faith in Jesus. Marcion, on the other hand, completely rejected the Jewish law as being from the God who is a God of justice and wrath, but not from the one true God. The Ebionites insisted that Jesus was a man, but he was not a God. He was a human being who was adopted by God for being more righteous than anyone else, but he himself was not divine. Marcion claimed that Jesus was God, but was not human. He only seemed to be human. The Ebionites rejected Paul as an arch heretic. He's the one who got everything precisely wrong. And so, of course, the writings of Paul are not found in the Ebionite Bible. For Marcion, Paul is the one Christian who understood Jesus' gospel. And so, Marcion has Paul in his scripture, in fact, at the very heart of his scripture. The Ebionites accept a form of the gospel of Matthew, the most Jewish of the gospels, as their scripture, a form of it as their scripture. Marcion accepts a form of the gospel of Luke, frequently thought of as being the most Gentile of our gospels. One thing that Marcion and the Ebionites had in common was that they were both opposed by the proto-Orthodox, who thought that they were both heretics, but they're heretics for quite different reasons. The Ebionites for holding on to their Jewishness exclusively, and Marcion for rejecting Judaism altogether. For the historian, it's especially important for us to note that the positive effect that Marcion had on continuing Christianity. He had much more of an effect, in fact, than the Ebionites had. For one thing, Marcion drove Christians, proto-Orthodox Christians, to affirm monotheism because they weren't going to go in for this business of two gods, and so proto-Orthodox Christianity became quite strongly monotheist. Also, Marcion drove Christians to consider the idea of having a canon of Scripture, not just Paul and a form of Luke, but to have other epistles and other gospels as a way of countering Marcion. It's especially interesting to notice, though, that Marcion's teachings continue to live on today among Christians who have never even heard his name. Many Christians today continue to contrast the Old Testament God of wrath and the New Testament God of mercy. Many Christians today continue to think that the law of Moses is for the Jews, not for Christians, and so they relegate the Old Testament to a secondary status. These are holdovers from Marcion. As it turns out, some of the lost Christianities from antiquity continue to reappear in a different guise in the modern world.